Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in our mini-series is There is Need to Fight. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 and 9. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, Choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill, with the rod of God in my hand. Throughout this week, we'll be extracting practical life lessons from an interesting encounter the children of Israel had with a group of people called the Amalekites. The children of Israel had gained their freedom from Egypt, had crossed the Red Sea, encountered lack and hardship in the wilderness, but had overcome. They had, in fact, just enjoyed a miraculous encounter where God provided water for them in a place that had none. While they enjoyed the breakthrough, the Bible says Amalek came upon them and began to fight them. The first thing I want to point out is this. The enemy is very persistent. Israel had just enjoyed breakthrough, but here was the enemy again trying to steal their peace. We must never be too at ease after a breakthrough. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8 that we must be alert and sober to know and understand his attempts. But this is not the life lesson for today. This scripture tells us that when the Israelites realized that the enemy had come to fight, Moses asked Joshua to choose men who would go out to fight with the enemy army, lead them out to fight, while he would go up a hill with the rod of God. Today's life lesson is this. There is need to fight. There is work that goes on in the spiritual, but there is work that should go on in the physical. There is need to study for that exam. There is need to get that job. There is need to show up. There is need to play your part in the physical. Prayer alone will not cut it. That is not how it works in our kingdom. Faith goes hand in hand with works. The only time when not doing anything is right is when God says you should not. And once he has said so, not doing anything is tantamount to you doing something. Moses went up the hill, but he instructed the men to go out physically to fight. You must show up. You must put in the work. You must show up for the fight. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word today. Today we receive grace and direction to show up and fight in our various spheres in life. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.